Maseches Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'imais shel betzalim, mother onions, chayaves bepeah. One is obligated to leave peah from a field that has these mother onions. Mother onions are regular onions that are left in the ground much longer in order that they should sprout seeds and be able to plant other onion plants. And they're left in so long that they become barely edible, that they can only be eaten b'shas adchak, in a pressing situation they're edible, but otherwise they're not really eaten. So the first Tana in the Mishnah holds that they're still chayiv and peah because they've come from the same species as onions and they're still considered a food that is chayiv and peah. Rav Yosi, however, Rav Yosi argues he's piter, he exempts them from peah, since they're not edible except in a pressing situation, so peah does not need to be taken off of them. The Mishnah continues with another case. Malbanais habitzalim, if there's square patches of onions that are planted, shebein hayark, in between vegetables. So there's vegetable areas that are dividing between the different onion patches. And just as a side note, onions are something that are harvested and stored away and are obligated in peah, but vegetables, leafy vegetables that don't have much of a shelf life and they're not stored long term, they're not obligated in peah. We mentioned in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, one of the requirements in order to be chayav in peah is it needs to be something that's able to be stored away. So vegetables are not chayav in peah. And here we have different patches, square patches of onions that are divided up with vegetables in between them. Rabbi Yosi says, peah mikol echad ve'echad. You have to take off peah from each and every one of the patches, the square patches of onions. Each one's considered a separate field and needs a separate peah. And this is because when there's another species that's mafsik, that divides between the onions, we saw in the beginning of Perek Beis that two different species divides a field into two. So here the yarak, the vegetables, divide the onions into different fields. The Chachamim argue and they say, me'echad ala kol, you only need to take one peah for all the different onion patches, because since the vegetables are not something that are obligated themselves in peah, because they don't have shelf life, they're not stored, so they don't have the chashivas of another species regarding peah. They don't have an importance regarding peah, and they're not going to divide the onion patches into different fields, so it's considered one big onion field and only requires one portion of peah. Mishnah Hay, until now we discussed physical dividers that divide a field in two. Here the Mishnah discusses halachic things, halachic rules that will divide a field into two. Ha'achim, two brothers, shecholku, that divided an inheritance. Their father died and left behind a field. And before they divide it, they're joint owners, they're shutfim, they joint owners in this field. And they once they divide it and they split it up, you get one half, I get the other half. So then, nice and shnei peyas. Once they divided it, they each have to give an individual pay on their half of the field. Chazru v'nishtatfu, but if they go back and join into a shutfis, a joint ownership, they become partners again and now partner up in the ownership of the whole field together, then nice and peyachas, they only have one shear, one peah that needs to be taken off, 1/60th of the field. And the Mishnah continues with a similar case. Shnaim shalachu se'ilan, if two people buy a tree together, they invest together and they become co-owners on the whole tree. Naisnim peah achas, they give one portion of peah for the entire tree. Lakach zetz fine v'zet dreimai, but if when they bought it, they specified that one person's buying the north part of the tree and one person's buying the south part of the tree, so they have definitive areas that they own separately. So then, zeh nisan peah la'atzmai, v'zeh nisan peah la'atzmai, each one has to give his own individual peah on his half. So even within one fruit tree, it can be split halakhically into two ownerships and require two separate peahs. The Mishnah continues with another case. Ha'moicher kilchei ilan b'teh sadeyu. Someone has a field, and he sells within his field, kilchei ilan, young fruit trees that are bearing fruit. He sells a bunch of individual fruit trees, just the trees, without the ground. He keeps the ground for himself, and he sells these individual fruit trees to someone. So the buyer has to be nice and peah, mikol achad v'echad. He has to leave a peah corner of each one of those trees individually. He just owns the trees, but not the land. And each one's considered like its separate field. And each one requires its own separate payah left on that tree. Rabbi Yehuda said, Amosai, when is it true that the person buying these trees needs to leave payah for each one? That's Bezman Shalei Shir Ba'asada. That's when the owner who sold it to him did not leave over any trees for himself, just the land. So then the buyer leaves pay on each tree. Avalam Shir Ba'asada, but if the owner of the land kept trees for himself, he left behind trees that he owned, Hu Naisen Pei Lakal, then the owner is obligated to take pay off of his trees on behalf of all the trees, even the ones that he sold. And the Mefarshim explained, this is talking about where the owner already started to harvest before he sold the trees. And when he started harvesting, he was chayav at that time. He was obligated at that time to take off payah on all the trees. And by selling a few of the trees, he just isolated that the chiyuv payah, his obligation to take off payah, would be just from the remainder trees that he owned. And he's going to take off trees from those remaining trees, take off payah from the remaining trees that he owns on behalf of the entire field, even the trees that he sold.